Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 16th of February, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. One new case of COVID-19 in isolation, that's four active cases, nobody in Nobles. A budget of resilience, says Mr. Cannon, and you'll hear how the budget will affect you. The silt will soon be on the move from Peel Marina, and former Onchan MHK Peter Caron talks about affordable housing, all on post-lockdown to Freedom Day. Number 16.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai. Tim Ault has voted to approve the budget for the next financial year. It follows a day of debate about the plan, dubbed a budget of resilience for the next 12 months. Treasury does not have an anti-heritage bias. That's from Minister Alfred Cannon, who came under fire today about investment in the island's heritage attractions. The accusation was levelled at him during the budget debate by GARF MHK Daphne Kane. One new case of COVID-19 has been detected on the Isle of Man. It was identified from a day one test from someone already self-isolating. The current number of active cases stands at four. Further afield, 1.7 million people in England will be added to the coronavirus shielding list. They've been identified by a new algorithm, which has highlighted more adults who may suffer worse symptoms if they catch COVID-19. Nicola Sturgeon's confirmed 4 to 7-year-olds will be among those to go back to school in Scotland from Monday. Other age groups are unlikely to follow until at least mid-March. And a further 799 coronavirus deaths have been reported in the UK in the last 24 hours. There's also been another 10,625 cases recorded. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Tessa, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. The strong wind will have dissipated by now. It's going to be a cloudy evening with showers through the night down to 7 degrees Celsius. Relatively mild for Wednesday. Tomorrow, Jacrain, dry with sunny spells. A fresh to strong south-southwest wind, daytime maximum 10 Celsius. A wet evening tomorrow and wet through the night into Thursday, minimum 5 degrees. And Jerdain, a wet start, and then a fresh to strong southwest wind will blow it all away, clearing to sunny spells later in the morning. Top temperature on Thursday, 8 degrees. Sunset was 4 minutes ago, so it'll be getting dark just before 6 o'clock tonight. Clocks go forward in 5 weeks, by the way. Low water, 17 minutes to 9 tonight. The overnight high tide, 25 to 3 a.m. Sunrise, 25 to 8 tomorrow morning. And the morning low water, 16 minutes to 9.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon's delivered the final budget of the Quayle administration before September's general election. He termed it a budget of resilience after the cost of the COVID-19 pandemic was put at more than £200 million. This is how Mr. Cannon ended his speech in Tynwald today.
But in the face of adversity, it is a tribute that this nation can still go forward and advance with a substantial budget today, £15 million more for health, over £17 million more for climate change and its impact, capital projects reformed, an economic recovery group delivering increased training and reskilling opportunities, investing in high-speed fibre and the local economy, a new Manx development agency to develop brownfield sites, £30 million of contingency funding and plans to deal with uncertainty, a new economic framework on its way, £600,000 for charitable causes through the Dormant Assets Act, and, Mr. President, despite the pressures, no tax increases, bringing stability to household incomes and businesses in equal measure. We are stabilising the economy, we are protecting jobs, and we are investing in our future. Mr. President, this budget encapsulates the resilience of our public finances and planning in the midst of a global health and economic crisis. But also, Mr. President, this budget is primarily built upon the efforts of hard work, determination, and integrity demonstrated by the people of this nation in tackling the pandemic. Their actions in fighting the virus, their determination and support on the local and domestic economy and local businesses has given our economy a fighting chance and indeed delivered a platform for stability in this budget today. It is, Mr. President, a budget of resilience built on the hard work of our society. Indeed, a budget of resilience for a resilient island nation, and I heartily commend it to this honourable court.
Yes.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Six, and so how will this budget affect the money in your pocket and bank account? And how has it affected our shared public purse? Ewan Gawn takes a look.
It's estimated the impact of COVID-19 will have cost the public purse around £208 million. That's down to lost tax revenue, department income, and because government used reserves to support the economy. It's not as bad a hit as government initially thought in the height of lockdown last year, but certainly enough to make this a cautious one-year-only budget with uncertainty about the future. Good news, though, your taxes aren't going up. The Treasury estimates, though, that it will lose around 11% of its direct tax take in the next financial year. That's due to the effects of the pandemic on employment and company profits. Retirement pensions are both going up 2.5% under the triple lock, an agreement which means funds won't lose value in real terms. There's a small 0.5% increase in certain welfare benefits too. Turning to investment, £15.4 million of new money is going to the Department of Health and Social Care, including £8 million to address a deficit in the payroll budget for that department. Much of the remainder will go into setting up Manx Care, a new arm's-length delivery organisation for health and social care services. Turning to predictions for the future, it's estimated government income won't recover from the impact of the pandemic until 2023, but that depends on two things: tax revenue and the health of the Manx economy. This estimate has been made off the back of the performance of our island, which has been allowed to function for large periods out of lockdown, and on the emergence of vaccines.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:10 this afternoon. As I speak, he's just nosing in to the inner harbour in Douglas. He'll be on the link span in the next 10 minutes. Discharging, recharging and heading off to Heysham at 7:45 this evening, arriving there at about 11:30. And the overnight departure, 2:15 a.m, arriving back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
So, Alfred Cannon's revealed the government's financial priorities, but what do you, the public, think of the budget? Well, we sent Tim Glover to Douglas Town Centre with a Manx Radio microphone.
I just wish that the government look after our own people first, please, in the budget.
And pensions?
And pensions, put them up for the poor people.
Cost of living, or do you need a little bit more?
We need more. The cost of living's gone up double. It has,
and all. Yeah, and you'd forgotten, hadn't you, the budget was
on? I had forgotten, Tim, yes. And you just reminded me.
Are you expecting much change, or do you think the minister's got his hands tied with what we've just come through?
Well, I think it's going to stay pretty much the same, I would imagine. They'd just follow England, maybe, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
No, I think they'll keep the boat steady.
What would be top of your list? Looking after the health?
Yeah, healthcare, number one. And then businesses.
Well, I'd like to see more consideration given to appointments at Nobles Hospital for all clinics, and then perhaps the government could actually put some more money in that pot and make sure that their services run properly.
Is that the waiting times in particular, or order of in which they do things?
I think it's the waiting times and the order in how they do things, yes.
And you mentioned potholes.
I did, yes. The road, the bottom of the Slock and the Ballymode are horrendous at the moment. And added to that, the floods that we had a couple of weeks ago, I've never seen the Balamoda so bad. It was like a river running down there. It was ridiculous.
We've had the extremes of weather, haven't we? The wet weather and then the freeze, and you get potholes everywhere.
We have, and that doesn't help the potholes at all. But when they fill them in, especially at the bottom of the slough, they're just throwing a load of gravel in, and then the next day it's all washed away again.
More needs to be done to attract young people to the Isle of Man to strengthen the economy. So says the chief exec of the Hub in Douglas, Jason Scales, who reacted to today's budget announcement.
I think it's really important that we start to invest now in new initiatives. It's very clear that there are going to be issues with jobs in certain sectors, especially as we've seen with financial sector job cuts recently. I think it's good that government is committing to that. I do have some concerns around the capital projects.
I think, what concerns are they?
I think now that we don't have a cabinet minister for the cabinet office, that is now ultimately in the chief minister's hands.
Isn't that the minister for policy and reform?
My understanding is that it was the chief minister ultimately is in control of the cabinet office, but I think that's putting a little bit too much control in the chief minister's hands.
Business creation is obviously at the centre of what you do and attracting businesses here. What's the landscape like? Some people say there are opportunities with this pandemic. Is that true?
Yeah, we've missed the boat, though, and that's the problem. We've been lagging behind. We've not invested in technology for COVID track and trace. It's not been on the government's radar at all. We've seen in Jersey that they've been able to invest in technology to quash any outbreaks of COVID very quickly whilst also keeping some degree of movement. We've not done enough in this pandemic to attract more younger people to the Isle of Man. There are many people looking at the recent news, seeing that we can all shop in our high street, go to the bars and restaurants, but all the locate marketing is around high net worth individuals relocating. You know, we've got full page ads in the Sunday Times and trying to attract high net worths. Well, what are we doing to attract the young people? Because high net worths are great, we need more of them, sure, but they aren't the economic generators that we need, which are young people.
So how do we attract young people to the Isle of Man?
For me, I think we need to look at a relaxation of the work permits for a short period of time, maybe 12 months, 2 years.
Won't that affect Manx workers?
No, I think what we need to do is look at attracting people to work remotely from the Isle of Man. A lot of people are adapting their working lives now. Many businesses won't be back in their offices in the UK till at least summer next year. You know, we can attract people here for 12 months to work remotely from the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
17 minutes before 6, the Bitcoin saga rolls on. Bitcoin's risen to a new record high of more than $50,000, some £36,000. The cryptocurrency, which created by an unknown inventor, has risen about 72% this year. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are generated by computers, and part of their supposed value comes from the finite number that can be computed. But financial regulators around the world have warned they're risky, since their value can change fast, both down and up. Much of this year's gain for Bitcoin came after Elon Musk's Tesla company bought $1.5 billion worth of them with some spare cash and said it would accept them as payment for cars. Supporters say Bitcoin can act as a store of value, like a digital version of gold. And if that narrative comes to fruition, the growth potential is off the chart, as a $50,000 per Bitcoin equates to a market capitalization of roughly $931 billion, just 9% of gold. And if Bitcoin meets gold's market capitalization, it will be at least $500,000 per Bitcoin.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as a global risk rally fueled by economic recovery hopes lost steam. US stocks were mixed. Brent crude was slightly lower. Gold fell too. And in corporate news, homeware retailer Dunelm slumped after the deputy chairman sold 15 million shares, a stake of 7.4%. On the upside, miner Glencore gained after its full-year adjusted earnings beat expectations. The numbers at the close from Ramsey Crookall, the FTSE 100 down just over a tenth of a percent at 6,743. The DAX in Frankfurt down a third of a percent at 14,064. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up just over a tenth of a percent at 31,503. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down a tenth of a percent at 14,080. And the S&P 500 in Chicago currently trading flat at 3,935. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1.39 and €1.14.8. And in commodities, gold down 1% at $1,798 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.33% at $63.06.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's 14 minutes to 6. Thanks for joining Update tonight on Manx Radio. Today, the former longtime MHK for Onchan, Peter Caron, was pleased that the most vulnerable people haven't been hit by the budget, but he's concerned about the lack of affordable housing on the Isle of Man. The former Lib Van representative feels that the Isle of Man lacks true party politics to hold the government to account.
We have party politics, but it's basically a bunch of Indos who say that they're Tory to you, Liberal to me, Labour nationalist to Phil, and what the old Manx used to talk about, yam yats. I think the thing is, the important thing about this budget is the fact I think that they should be applauded. My concern is it's election year. I'm really pleased that they haven't hit the weak, the poor and the sick. The real issue that needs to be addressed is the housing crisis, the social cancer. The fact that the Chief Minister, the Urd Shavashog, is saying that there's the housing lists have gone down. Of course they've gone down because of the stupid levels as far as people being able to go on the housing list. We've got to bring in the initiatives that we've looked at for years and not throw more money at the developers and the lucky few. We need to bring in the certain houses are there for nests and not nest eggs. We've got to, can I just finish? Because it's something that's so dear to, it's such a social cancer and it's the one thing that is going to spoil the situation is the fact that we've got to restrict on certain planning processes where the houses can only be owner-occupied, you can't own them if you own a second residential property.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Chris Cave.
A local footballer fears taking a knee is becoming a token gesture in the fight against racism. Footballers in the UK have been kneeling before kick-off to highlight discrimination following the death of George Floyd last year. Furo Davies plays for Canada Life Premier League side Russian United. He says taking a knee is not affecting change.
It's good to take a stance, and it is something, but it's, for me personally, it's a bit of a token gesture, and it can turn into a token gesture where people are just kneeling for the sake of it because everyone else is doing it. If we don't really talk about these problems properly, and try and make actual change, it's just kneeling down, really, personally.
He was speaking after a diversion and inclusion in Manx football survey was launched by the Isle of Man FA earlier today. It will go out to all secondary school students to gather examples of any discrimination they may have experienced in the game. Chairman Steve Carter says the results will help the board understand the full picture. In squash, Sharks maintained their 100% start to the Division B Winter League last night. Their strength in the lower order saw them overcome Outcasts 3-2 with individual wins for Dave O'Neill, Alan McNair and Mark Stratford. It means Sharks move 54 points ahead of last night's opponents at the top of the table. England's cricketers fell to a 317-run defeat to India on the fourth day of the second test in Chennai. Having been set a record target of 482, Joe Root's team were bowled all out for 164 to leave the four-match series level at 1-1. The next match starts a week tomorrow. Liverpool will try to get their season back on track when they take on RB Leipzig in the last 16 of the Champions League tonight. The Premier League title holders go into the match on the back of three straight defeats in the top flight. And Novak Djokovic has progressed through to the semi-finals of the Australian Open. The world tennis number one beat Alexander Zverev in four sets. He'll face qualifier Aslan Karatsev in the last four.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by the island's only dedicated electric car service centre.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio, the 10 to 5 Loganair to Liverpool. Left 5 minutes early, the patient transfer plane back in this evening at 20 to 7. The Ben McCree got in 10 minutes ago or so. Currently on the link span, leaving at 7:45 this evening. And on the roads, Factory Lane and Chapel Lane in Peel closed for highway reconstruction. Also, those phased closures in Peel for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure, stopping off between the House of Manannan and the Boatyard. Westlands in Peel is closed as well. I mentioned that. Quarterbridge Road still going on until March at least. Station Park in Colby is closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. Luthwaite's Way and Victoria Road in Port St Mary both closed to vehicle and partial parking suspension on Bayview Road and the junction with Luthwaite's Way. Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed by the junction with Queen's Promenade for Douglas Prom refurb work as well. East Quay and Peel is closed from the entrance to the Boatyard to the junction with Mill Road. And South Promenade in Ramsey, footways on the eastern and western sides of the prom are closed and parking suspended on the adjacent portion of the prom for the refurbishment and building of the RNLI lifeboat station.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Keyside.
There are two areas of concern in the budget for the former politician and current trustee of Manx National Heritage, Phil Gawn. A lack of investment in heritage and culture and a lack of urgency in the policies around climate change.
Well, it's climate change adaptation. There are loads of communities all around the island that flood regularly. There's an area in Russian which is probably, at the rate of expenditure they're going through at the moment, it could be 20, 30 years before they get to sort the flooding problems out. That's just one small area that I identified. The other one, of course, is in relation to my role as a trustee of Manx National Heritage. I'm deeply concerned, generally, I think, over the course of the last 4 years, at the lack of regard paid by this government towards heritage. There's very much short-term gain here, but the long-term damage for our economy and culture, the foundations on which our future depends, are very, very significant. Treasury members saying that no capital bid was made for funds to repair the Laxey Wheel. This is the first time ever that government won't be funding the repairs to the Laxey Wheel. That is absolutely shocking. Well, first time since it came into government ownership. Shocking. A bid was put in. It was a revenue bid. So Treasury picking hairs here. I'm very concerned, I have to say, about government's lack of regard to our heritage and culture, lack of investment, and that is a deep concern.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
More on heritage and funding of the Douglas Promenade works and the lack of support for heritage transport were a cause for concern for one MHK responding to the Treasury Minister's budget speech. And she was Daphne Kane, MHK for Garth, and she accused the government of redirecting public criticism.
It seems voting for the additional budget is a way of covering up further overspend on the promenade scheme and a deliberate way of redirecting public criticism from all that incompetence to the horse trams themselves. Why has it been so problematic to deliver? The island used to be a pioneer of new technology and transport solutions. Now it is incapable of rebuilding 2 miles of shared space on time and on budget. And would it rather bin part of the scheme than accomplish the original vision? I also worry that far from encouraging greater use of public transport, the reduction in the bus renewal budget to zero will not enable services to be improved and will prevent further investment in hybrid buses. Successive governments for decades underfunded maintenance on our heritage railways. It seems we are quietly slipping back to that unfortunate position. Previously, £4.5 million per year was allocated to recover from 40 years of underinvestment. This year, it was cut to just over £3 million, and next year in the Pink Book, it is again reduced. So are we going to fall behind with track renewals and removing local jobs when they are needed? Is this all actually building up to another attack on the island's heritage rail network, encouraging more clamours that it's all just too costly, so shut it down and let's have another cycle path? I welcome the investment in cycling, but it shouldn't be at the cost of heritage transport.
The work to remove silt from Peel Marina will restart towards the end of this month, but is it a permanent fix or just maintenance work required in future years? The Infrastructure Minister is Tim Baker, MHK.
It is, yes. I mean, we always intended to dredge last year, to dredge this year. We got last year's done right up to the maximum timescale that we had, and DEFA, we worked with DEFA to get that as long as we possibly could. We were due to restart earlier this year. The teams were lined up ready to come back over because this is a specialist job for the dredging company. Had to put it off because of COVID. Remobilising now, and we're gonna deliver the volumes that we'd originally intended by the end of May, which is how long we can dredge for, and that will complete the capital scheme.
So these are key workers coming into the island.
Yes.
Have we not got the facility to do it on island?
Some of the work's done on island, so some of the groundwork, but the actual dredging, it does need a specialist contractor who does this sort of thing for a living.
So this is treated as key national strategic asset, is it?
Yes, and also the team are observing the full isolation as well. So
14 days, yes. Isolation.
Yeah.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Ewan Gorn. Update is back tomorrow evening at 5:30. You can catch everything again as a podcast. If you're not already on the podcast bus, go via Apple, Google, smart speakers, Spotify, or the TuneIn app. Details at the App Store and manxradio.com, and all the other news stories at manxradio.com. Stick around for Countryside with Simon and Kerry. I'm Andy Wynn, back tomorrow night, 5:30. Have a great evening. WINT